Accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite and let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair, the hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. We're talking about a few facts and figures about 9/11 today. In case you're not familiar with all these, I'm sure they've been out there for a while. But this is my own little personal collection of things that I wrote up in a little report for myself on my blog. What were we saying? We got a call we'll take here in a second. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. Just want to finish this PNAC thing. Rebuilding America's Defenses states that it aims to, from PNAC, the Project for a New American Century, establish four core missions for the U.S. military. Defend the American homeland. Fight and decisively win multiple simultaneous major theater wars. That is such an important statement, folks. A theater war, that's really for the benefit of the audience so that more war can be promoted, funded, legitimized, and all of that. We've certainly referred you to the several documents, including the Iron Mountain Report, to understand that in a peace economy, you must have war or the simulation of war. You must have public sacrifices, executions, blood on the media. Well, that's exactly what this is. We're defending the American homeland by somehow offending other countries by invading them, and therefore the American homeland is somehow safe because of that. Okay, that makes no sense. Number three, perform the constabulary duties associated with shaping the security environment in critical regions. Huh? Perform the constabulary duties associated with shaping the security environment in critical regions. In other words, folks, increase the martial law. It's really that simple. Have military rule all over the world, including the homeland. Because how do you defend the American homeland unless you put all the people under military rule and martial law in the homeland? Number four, transform U.S. forces to exploit... Transform U.S. forces to exploit the revolution in military affairs. Now, this is sick. And these people are still running around in government. Your John McCain's... your John Boltons, your Zoliks, all these people. I mean, just disgusting that these people are continuously reelected after being a part of something like this, a think tank that promoted a new Pearl Harbor like 9/11. And, of course, there, if I remember correctly, and I'm doing this off memory, I believe that the front page of their report had a couple of Twin Towers with a plane in crosshairs, I think. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Might not have had a plane. I think it was just the trade centers in crosshairs. And that was the front of this report, by the way. So, you know, I'm sure it had nothing to do with 9/11, though, even though it's a perfect outline of exactly what's happening. But what do I know? I'm just a conspiracy theorist. Well, let's go to the phone. The phone line. Let's go to Richard. Richard in Alabama. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just wanted to comment upon the big lie.
Certainly.
It isn't necessary for anybody to believe the big lie. It's only necessary that the government have an abundant supply of government jobs with high wages, excellent retirement program, disability programs, medical programs, immunity, just a nice, cushy life.
Welfare, baby. Yeah, welfare that doesn't seem like welfare. I would say it would probably be accurate to say that, yeah, you're right, but they do need people to ignore the big lie and pretend it doesn't happen, pretend it's not there, pretend the government is their friend and that it's going to support them. What else you got, Richard?
Oh, that's all.
It is a big lie. I mean, it's a it's a lie so big that most can't see around it. It's pretty amazing. We do live in a lie, and we acknowledge the lie, and yet somehow that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep doing what I'm doing, Richard, if you'll keep listening.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my friend, take care.
Right.
Fred in California, welcome to the show. Do we have Fred?
How you doing, Grant?
Good, good. Where were you on 9/11, Fred?
Well, I wasn't behind the grassy knoll, but you know, it's really kind of ironic when I was listening to you talking there, because I think you suggested that politically you were in a different area than you are now. Is that true?
Not just politically, but completely and utterly. I was...
Just a
happy-go-lucky, you know, probably too old to be going out at night and dancing all night. But, hey, yeah. It was New York, and I was having a blast, and, you know.
Yeah, because I was in a lot of pain. I was reading novels, and when I saw those towers drop, I decided to do research on history. And actually, it was the towers that brought us here together today to talk, and I've called in several times, but as a result of reading all this history that they didn't teach you in school, it brought me to RPN Radio finally. But a couple of points I wanted to make concerning 9/11 was what really got me going on that was when Bush was reading the 101 ways to throw a goat on the Barbie to the kids in the classroom was his eyes. And as a photographer, I key in on eyes. And what I saw in Bush's eyes was utter guilt, like getting caught with his hands in the cookie jar. And that's what started my research. I said, something's not right here. And so the other thing is as a fireman, I know that steel structures don't give way like that.
What are you talking about? Occam's razor comes into play, and all of a sudden you have metal that just pulverizes into metallic dust. What do you know?
we're watching TV, and we're watching the fuel load go up in smoke. So that building on the upper third is getting lighter and lighter as all this weight is going up in smoke. So essentially the bottom half of that tower in relation to the upper third should be coming stronger. And when steel gets very, very hot, it bends. It doesn't fracture and give way. And but it's kind of ironic that that whole situation there changed our lives and essentially brought us together years later and changed us dramatically. Real quick, one thing I noticed in front of the Pentagon was while that hole was going on, still burning within the first hour, there were actually men out in front of the building dressed up in suits throwing debris.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Welcome
back, folks. Good Corporation Nation. Sorry there, Fred, if you're still on. We got cut off there. I didn't hear the music. My bad.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I wanted to end this call by saying keep up what you're doing with your program with Bert and Dan. I'm sitting here looking at my Black's Law Dictionary, and I got Bouvier's Dictionary in transit, and you got me interested in law like nothing else. And you got a great show, and thank you for what you do, because it takes a lot of work.
Yes, it does, and I thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, bud, take care. Let's see, more calls. Jerry in Chicago. Welcome, Jerry.
Good evening, Kurt, Clint. thanks a lot for my call.
Sure, I've been called worse, don't worry.
No, but I was going to agree with Kurt. You do a great job, especially with Daniel and Bert. I enjoy listening to those segments. I wish I knew shorthand so I could take notes a little bit faster. But, you know, you mentioned something in the last segment, I believe, about how can we keep reelecting these scoundrels, you know, that, you know, wrote up the PNAC document and everything. Could this be one of the biggest solutions out there is that we actually go to the polls and our votes really don't count whatsoever, whether it be on paper form or whatever, because I think they've corrupted the entire voting system to where they've got all these people working for them. And I don't think the votes are getting counted properly. And,
yeah,
and again, we don't get no choice either. I mean, for two years ago for president, we had a stuffed shirt and we had a Mormon, you know, so. There was no choice.
I mean, the illusion of choice is really the part of the big lie, as our first caller said. You know, you have the illusion of choice, but I mean, really, if you think about it, most of the people what we have in the executive department of government, we have one person that's elected, we have one that is sort of attached to that election, and then we have every other single person in the federal government. In the executive branch, which is huge, includes the military and everybody else, they're all appointed. So if you think of it that way, wow, we get to elect the president, and then the president gets to appoint, you know, literally millions of people into both administrative and military functions. So are you really voting, or, you know, are you voting for a figurehead and then everything basically happens, you know, after that. So, I mean, if you look at it that way, no, you're not really voting for anybody, at least anybody that has, you know, the authority, in other words, is passed on to the people who really, you know, get to run the show. So.
Well, hey, go ahead.
I agree, actually. I mean, and by the way, just so we're clear, and I've read this before on air, we do not elect our president. The president is elected by the Electoral College. We are a status called voters. We have suffrage. So a voter is not an elector. I want people to understand that a voter is not an elector. You really gotta get that through your skulls. Because if you don't understand that, and when you read and you actually read about if you read about the different countries around the globe, a lot of them are direct elections of their president. You'll see that the United States is listed as an indirect election of the president of the United States. You gotta understand. You know how that plays out. So no, you don't elect your president. Now, do you elect Congress? Well, often there's people that run without even an opponent. So, and let me read you one last thing there, my friend. Here's what Elaine Marshall, Secretary of the State of North Carolina, speaking at her 2012 Electoral College ceremony, actually said to the crowd. This is her words, the Secretary of State of North Carolina, Elaine Marshall, quote, "In reality, when the voters of North Carolina voted this past November, they were actually voting, remember, they're voters, they're not electors, they were actually voting to pick this slate of electors instead of voting directly for the president and the vice president." Let me repeat that for those of you that don't understand. It's directly from the Secretary of State of North Carolina, Miss Elaine Marshall. In reality, when the voters of North Carolina voted for president this past November, they were actually voting to pick this slate of electors instead of voting directly for the president and the vice president. That is so important.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. You know, and I often said that too bad we don't get to see their choices for their cabinet and who they plan on replacing and replacing with who. I mean, head of the FDA, head of the USDA, the like Rahm Emanuel's position there under Barack Obama in his first term. And we got him now as a mayor here in Chicago, and they're above the law. They're without reproach. So, I mean, and then they got all the guys in blue with the badges on and with all the SWAT gear and everything else like that defending them.
Well, and here, this goes down, this comes also down to the political party structure. This is the part that people don't want to face. The political party structure is actually the problem. Now, here's what she said about political parties. Eileen, from the Secretary of State of North Carolina. She says, I'm often asked, how does a citizen ever become an elector? Well, the process is fairly simple. You must be a citizen who is over 21 years of age and eligible to vote. You also cannot be a federal office holder or certain kinds of other public official. Then you offer your name to your political party for consideration. Now remember, political parties are 100% non-governmental private associations. They are not government. Generally, she says, the political parties pick their slate of elector nominees pursuant to party rules and their annual political convention in each election year. Those names are submitted by the respective parties to the Office of Secretary of State sometimes in the summer, and they are held until the election of November. She hesitates, and she says we wait and see which candidate has been certified by the political parties to us when we call those electors. The elector nominees from the different political parties just simply wait to see who the voters vote for as president and vice president, which means in reality, when the voters of North Carolina voted this past November, they were actually voting to pick this slate of electors instead of voting directly for the president and the vice president. So you see, you don't vote for president. You vote to justify and legitimize the political party structure, which ensures that insiders, people that are, I wish I could remember, the guy that was the head of the automobile union was one of the electors. You have governors. In Utah, our attorney general, Mark Shurtleff, was an elector for president. So you see the electors, most of them are party members and that kind of thing. So and they don't actually vote. They vote for the party. So if there's a Republican and a Democrat and anyone else voting, they will always vote for their party. In fact, in some states, it's actually a requirement of law that if you're an elector for president, you elect what your party elects and not what your conscience does. So that's the system of the elections in this country. Remember, folks, you are not electors. You do not elect anybody. You are voters. Voters really only legitimize the political parties. We'll be back. Stay on the line, bud.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thepublic.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
Imagine every person that you see is somewhat different from every other person in the world. Some can do some things. Some can do others. Did you ever think of the many things you've learned to do?
All right, welcome back, folks. Well, Jerry, Jerry got me in a rant. Sorry. But you're right. The election process is a complete and utter fraud. Not to mention that usually it's barely if 50% of the people turn out to vote. It's a miracle. And, of course, that means there can not possibly be a majority that actually elect. So, I mean, the whole thing is a fraud. Obviously. Jerry's gone. Darn you, you Chicago people. Well, fortunately we have Shane in North Carolina. How you doing, Shane?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. I don't think I've talked to you before.
No, man, absolutely not. I'm a talk radio junkie. I've, you know, been listening to a lot of things for many years and just kind of stumbled across your show pretty recently, and I got to say, man, you definitely do a great job. You can definitely hang with the top tier, no question.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, concerning the whole voting situation, I think Mark Twain is who said it best. If voting made a difference, that it wouldn't be legal or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's clearly a, a, an you know, abject fraud in every way. You know, I mean, I followed both Ron Paul elections really closely. And you know, got to witness, you know, that whole carnival, you know, both times, you know, 07, 08, you know, and, you know, this more recent time, you know, just absolutely ridiculous.
Well, absolutely. You try to go against the two parties, and, you know, and this plays into my concept of, you know, if there's ever going to be an election that comes even close to defeating that, you know, paradigm of two parties, then all of the other parties have to get together and run with the intention to say, hey, there's way too many laws being created because only one party is in office. Now imagine if you had an actual Congress that was made up of every single party out there and they all had basically equal votes. God, there'd be no laws being passed because at least one of those parties would be like, no, that's against the Constitution, that's against this, that's against liberty, freedom, all that stuff. You know, so I mean, if there's ever going to be a chance of breaking this, either people are going to have to stop participating in the system or use the system in their advantage and get all the third parties to actually run together as one big round table, which is my personal, you know, obsession with trying to make people see that you'll never get a majority unless, you know, all the minorities, as we're seeing in America, can eventually get so big that it ousts the majority, which of course is the white population. So why not do the same thing with political parties, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically it all comes down to illusion.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, the whole system goes, we know that, you know, there's obviously the whole Diebold voting machine fraud. I mean, that's pretty obvious. And then you have the whole system itself as far as, you know, who's allowed to be in one of the two parties. You know, I mean, it's just a fraud top to bottom. I mean, every, no matter how you slice it. And you know something I was thinking about recently as well. And that is, I stay away from polls now, you know, but, you know, anytime there's a mainstream media poll that's like, what issues are important to you? You know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I advise anybody listening, never, ever participate in any polls like that, because those are just the establishment getting a feel for which way the wind's blowing politically, so they can basically train their puppets to say, oh, well, you know, this is what everybody's saying. This is what's important to everybody, so we're going to roll out a stooge that says this now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guarantee you if enough of a stink was raised about the Fed and people are, you know, filling out online polls saying, yeah, you know, I think the Federal Reserve is a scam. You know, the next Republican, Democrat, you know, stooge they roll out is going to say, it's time to end the Fed. Of course, he'll be full of crap and you're not going to be serious, you know. But, well, basically, that's just another aspect of the fraud. You know,
Oh yeah, and I'll say it again. Ending the Fed, you know, may sound like a good plan to people, but if you don't have a replacement, then you're just asking for more trouble than you had before. If you don't have a good replacement for that, it's only going to, well, it's going to seem like a victory for the people, but in reality, it's going to go to go to the World Bank, essentially, going to become more global. It's going to be even worse at that point. So, yeah. You know, be careful about screaming at the top of your lungs or holding up a sign saying end the Fed until you actually, you know, get something that's going to replace. Now, I promote, you know, currencies that are private and forget, you know, using government property, which is the dollar, the Federal Reserve's property, I should say. You know, I don't think you're ever going to get anywhere with a central currency, unless it's something that's used for central purposes, and then everything else is your private or local currencies. That's my personal opinion on that. Of course, that's just my opinion, but, you know, having a monopoly on currency, was talked about even at the beginning of this nation as a bad thing. So.
Oh yeah. And that's another thing. That's another fraud that, you know, we're always told, you know, the Civil War was about slavery, and then that you know, the founding of this country was basically, you know, about breaking away from England, but they're so generic about how they frame that whole thing. And that was all about central banking and everything, too. I mean, it really was about fiat currencies and, you know, it wasn't just English rule.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a mistake to think that there is there's a political separation between the nations, but in reality, political is just on paper. I mean, it's an illusionary, you know, borders. The Game of Thrones, the game of countries is just a basic illusion. And you go back to the Treaty of, I can't remember the name of it now, but it was before this country was even created. And you see that they basically made a treaty between all the nations that, you know, okay, if you have the most power, then you're the leader. But we're all still in a treaty, basically, and it's gonna.
So, since 9/11 was the topic of discussion originally, I might as well chime in on that while I'm on the line.
Sure.
You know, we all remember where we were and what we were doing. You know, unless you're like George H.W. Bush, who, on the day of the JFK assassination, who just doesn't happen to know where he was and what he was doing. But yeah, I was, in my apartment, and just like you talked about, you know, I mean, I'm 44, almost 44 now. So, you know, I mean, I was just kind of a happy-go-lucky kind of partier guy, and, you know, tried to think somewhat deep thoughts when I could, but I wasn't anywhere close to being awake.
Well, I think the difference between then and now is that I used to take drugs to forget about life, and now I take them to enhance my thoughts about life.
Well, I remember a friend of mine calling me, you know, and it was about 9 o'clock or something, and he called me, he's all frantic, and like, turn on the TV. I'm like, what channel? He's like, any channel. And he could barely, you know, make out a sentence, and he's like, terrorist, New York City, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? So by the time I turned on the TV, one of the towers, you know, had already been blown up. And I will say this, that, I'll admit, it took me till 06 to wake up, and I mean, like, seeing documentaries like Loose Change and stuff like that. But in the very beginning, right when it happened, I was definitely, I remember thinking, like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, what? How in the hell, you know, could that even happen? And here's something that's remotely comical, in my opinion, and that is once the official story came in and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, these cavemen, you know, managed to commandeer, airplanes basically hit almost all their targets and, knock these buildings down. One funny thought that I had was like, damn, maybe this Allah guy is, maybe that is the true, God or whatever. Cause man, there's, I don't know how else you explain their success.
Yeah, a little help from above, I guess, from the most heavily, the most heavily guarded airspace in the whole world. Yeah, maybe so.
As the brainwashing and propaganda repetition just became, you know, kept repeating, you know, it caused me to just, you know, oh, okay, I guess that's what happened. You know,
I think we all did that. I said, oh, you know, okay, except that I, you know, like I said, The news stations were actually guessing, and then all of a sudden, late that night, they sort of just had the same story. You know, everybody suddenly had the same story. Hey, if you want to stay on the line, feel free. We'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how supernatural silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Water, water, like water, like water, like water. Water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Never go stale, so you gotta just keep on flowing.
Let me read you real quick. I love this. This is what a gentleman named Levy. What is his first name? He wrote in a December 9th column on his experiences as an elector. Levy wrote, "Quote: It reminds me of Gone with the Wind. No matter how many times I see it, Scarlet still loses Rhett, and the South still loses the war. Quote, you see, I am one of the 538 electors who will go enact a secular passion play called the Electoral College. I know how it play, how the play ends. Obama will win, Romney will lose. Why should I go? It seems silly. He says, although the Constitution might suggest differently, North Carolina law is clear. If I do not go to Raleigh this month, I will be fined. If I do not vote for the Republican nominee, my vote will not be counted. and I will be replaced by someone who will vote as commanded. All the while, everyone knows that in other state capitals, the vote for Obama will make what I do absolutely meaningless because it's predestined, you see. He says, quote, yet I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney. I am taking my daughter with me to watch me vote. No matter what I do, the candidacy of Mitt Romney will die as it died in November. Like Billy Pilgrim in the Kurt Vonnegut novel Slaughterhouse-Five, I will realize that I have seen my death. I have visited many times. It always turns out the same. But I go there anyway in order to make a statement about the principles for which I stand. So, I mean, here's a guy who actually sees the fraud for what it is, and yet he says he's going to go there and do it anyway because somehow he's got a principle that makes him do it. I mean, totally beyond me how that actually applies to the situation. I mean, what principle could you possibly have that would make you support such a fraud that you're exposing? I mean, it's just literally he tells you that they'll get rid of him if he doesn't vote as commanded. I mean, you know, does anybody believe that elections aren't a fraud? I guess about 48% of the population that actually go out and vote must. Anyway, it's just silly. Shane, we still got you there from North Carolina? No, Shane? All right. Well, all right, we got one more caller, Joe in Missouri, good old Joe. What's going on, Joe?
Hi, Clint.
What's up, man?
Big show, I mean, big topic. And I think I knew a little bit that you were there that day, but I didn't really fully know. And I would like to totally get your take on all that. Did you say earlier that you literally heard controlled bang, 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 kind of demolitions going off when buildings were going down?
It didn't sound like a building. I mean, not that I'm that familiar with buildings falling down, but it didn't. No, it sounded like I said it. The only thing I think of is firecrackers, Chinese New Year. It was very high-pitched, and it was
more like pop, 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 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, yeah, but in real quick succession, and it didn't make sense the way it was exploding outwards. But it didn't sound like I would imagine anyway. I, of course, did a lot of that kind of stuff as a sound editor, but it didn't sound like a crumbling building. In other words, something was very strange. And then, of course, everything was strange from then on in. You know, the whole thing just didn't make sense to me at the time. And I suppose, like many people, that was the catalyst for making me sort of wake up. And I went through We Are Change, did We Are Change for a long time, and now I'm doing what I'm doing. But, I mean, I have to admit that it all boils down to that thing in 9/11 that either made people more afraid to question things or made people completely emboldened to question things. Well, I was one of the emboldened ones.
Well, I mean, I can see why you had so many callers tonight that are very political in their what they want to talk about, because I think this was the thing that set one of the big events that set off these kinds of discussions in modern times. But I'd like to kind of drill down on this thing, especially since you were there and you were talking about the smell and everything. You're familiar with Dr. Judy Woods. I imagine you know a lot about all that. What do you think about, in addition to this, they had something powerful beaming down, and did you know, based on what she was saying, which is verifiable, there was like a hurricane parked off the coast that day?
I heard that. I also saw there was a plane in the sky that day, a white plane, and it was, yeah, it was, I can't remember what, it was like a satellite plane. I don't know how to describe it. I remember reading about it later, but,
oh yeah, the one that has a big, communication disc on the top and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it was flying around that day, so I thought that was odd too. But, you know, as far as Judy Wood goes, I mean, I watched her presentation. We actually showed it in our We Are Change meeting. A while ago, and you know, I when she started talking about the stench that was there, like I said, I watched the whole thing, and that was the only thing that actually sort of gave me chills, because I remember that smell. I don't know, honestly, but I, you know, after looking at her pictures,
see the cars she was talking about?
Yeah, yeah, the cars, but most importantly, you know, we never saw pictures of the buildings from the top view until I saw Judy Wood's presentation. I had never seen a picture of any of those buildings from the top, and I found that to be a very interesting fact.
Did you know there was a drill going on that day where the air traffic controllers didn't really have access to it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's part of my big list I was reading, actually. I only got through a little bit of it. But, yeah, it's...
These coincidental drills seem to be going on.
That is a theme, isn't it? A recurring theme for all the terrorist attacks or whatever?
Yeah, they just happen to have folks there that day doing stuff, but anyways.
Well, there was a Craigslist ad that I saw not too long ago that was actually advertising for, I think it was out of Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken, and it was advertising for crisis actors.
Mm-hmm.
So, for a big government thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff's all kind of traceable, or, you know, right in your face, kind of, but,
Well, I'll give you my two cents on this. The problem that people have, as we've talked about on this show a lot, is that nobody actually did anything right. You can make videos, you can do all the things. In fact, I think that was part of the softening down. So as long as no one's actually creating a proper dossier to turn into the FBI so that it can be investigated, as long as no one's actually getting firsthand evidence, following the chain of custody and the chain of evidence as listed in the federal law, as long as nobody's actually doing that and creating a whole entire case. Because, you know, if you say, hey, FBI, I saw a YouTube video, you need to investigate 9/11, they're going to look at you and laugh. But if you actually handed them a dossier that had all the information so that they don't have to do any work, and it's all firsthand, and you followed the chain of evidence, the chain of custody, the chain of all that, well, suddenly something might be done. But you see, we're not smart enough or educated enough out here in the ways of law to know that. So we think that because Alex Jones and you know, these groups have talked about it, that somehow that's going to make a difference. Well, no. Unless someone actually creates a docket for the FBI and hands it in and insists that they look at it, and, you know, you'll eventually find someone that's actually interested in looking at it, although it might be hard. You know, nothing's going to happen. You can't. Videos aren't evidence. Pictures aren't evidence. Nothing is evidence unless you follow the chain of custody and the chains of evidence. And that's all listed. You know, you can look it up and you can see what you need to do to actually do that. But until that happens, there is no... You can send as many letters and packages to your Congress and everything as you want, but until you actually go the proper way and get the FBI to investigate it, since no one's really done that, nothing's going to happen. That's the sad truth. That's how dumbed down the population really is when it comes to the reality of what needs to be done. Well, I hear the music, Joe. Got anything else real quick?
Hey, great show.
All right.
Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. All right, folks. Well, hey, Monday and Tuesday, be sure and listen, man. I interviewed Edmund Marriage. It should be a great show. So I'll see you probably Wednesday. All right. Talk to you later.
With financial uncertainty.